Hey, how you doing out there? Well, this is Miss Aynard, and I get the name, because, well, my last name is Dunn, so I spell it backwards and put MR in front of it. So, hello, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Miss Aynard. So, here I am sitting here. This is my first podcast ever, or, blog, and I'm sitting here in a quiet room and hitting an older age, but at middle age, and feeling like things are disappearing. I was at a red light before, and I get a depressing feeling just by looking over. I see a house all lit up, and I'm wondering who lives in that house. Are the kids all gone? Are the parents in there and they left the lights on for them? I mean, where do they get that driving force from? I picture myself in the house as I wouldn't be able to turn the lamp on. I'd be too depressed. I'd have maybe the outside light on, but I wouldn't have all the candles lit up in the windows. How do you find the strength for that is my question. Where do you get the strength? I don't know. Miss Steenwood's a little, well, would you say, sad? I get a little sad sometimes. Well, I just like, there's a cure for that. You just listen to some music. Well, I was reading the other day, if you're lonely, don't listen to lonely music. You don't belong listening to love songs if you're feeling lonely. That's for sure. It'll only break your heart. I'm very mixed up. I had an incident over the weekend, and I believed it. I got conned into thinking someone was in love with me, and I fell for it. In a text message, Miss Enid was very upset. Oh, for a long time, nobody's talked, given me affection or attention. So I fell for the affection, and boom, it's gone now. The person disappeared, and I never hear from them again. Oh boy. And the person was explaining. Hey, Miss Enid, it's a time for change. Haven't you ever thought you need to get married and have a baby? I'm 52 years old. I don't have any money. How am I supposed to have a baby? You know what I'm saying? Oh, boy. It'd have to be with a pretty rich lady, right? One that doesn't call me a gold digger. How about that? I ain't no gold digger. I like life. Money might ruin me the way I am right now. It might make things worse for all I know. So, this is my voice that I talk in, Miss Enid's voice. And this is the character I decide to have on here. Doesn't anybody like this podcast? Has anybody ever felt this feeling before? I'm sure you have. I was listening to a radio announcer, her name was Delilah, on, I think it's 106.7. She can get you out of it. She talks about all that love stuff on the radio and all that stuff, some people are just love shy. It doesn't mean they don't love anybody or anything like that. They're not in love with somebody else, but they love people and love things and everything else. So I expect there are many different kinds and versions of it. But you know what I'm talking about when you fall head over heels with somebody and they disappear, they don't fall head over heels with you. Oh, you ever happened that? Oh, that happens all the time, don't you think? Oh boy. Well, how about the age difference too? Sometimes you fall in love with a younger girl or something, she's too young. That won't work out. Messina will have a cane and she'll be running around the track. That's too young. 30 years old or something like that. That's too young for Messina. But, well, then people say, well, age doesn't matter, you know, if you just have sex, right? What has age got to do if you just want to have sex? But I don't want anybody's father coming after me or anything like that, you know. And, well, and I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about sexual health. Just having sex would be sexual health. Well, it motivates people, you know. Well, if you ain't getting any, you're going to be pretty rotten, I'll tell you that much. And I believe in the term, behind every man is a good woman. Miss Enid ain't got a good woman behind him. There's just nobody around. And you know, when it comes down to it, I've been lonely for a long time now. I'm not totally alone, but all of a sudden, when you want to do that, it turns out into destruction, because all of a sudden, oh, you're going to go out, and then you start buying new shoes and new clothes and stuff, and then, you know, you're going out, you want to go to restaurants and go cabbing around, and, Messina don't drink. I don't drink. I expected somebody wants to have a glass of wine. I don't want any wine. But, well, it would be great to find someone around my age, and someone who plays a musical instrument. I like to sit there and just jam along or do something like that. That'd be great. Boy, I tell you, Messina really got one pulled over on him. And then again, I don't know if it really was a celebrity contacting me. Well, it was on Instagram, and a certain celebrity, I'm not going to mention any names, contacted me and said, and she's very pretty too, and she contacts me and says, "Hi, how long have you been listening to my music? I see, thanks for all the love and appreciation. Thanks for following me on Instagram and all that." I answered, "Oh, since 2012, of course I heard of you before that, but the first time I saw you in concert was 2012, and I started saying stuff like that, and then she started saying, I have to know if I can trust you, you can't tell anybody I'm contacting you, and all this other stuff. Then gave me affection and lured me over to Viber, but then it turned out that the person wanted a iTunes card, and Miss Enid was very upset. An iTunes card." I said, "I can't do that right now. I'm past my budget this week. An iTunes card would kill me. I just had to spend $57 to go get my sundries and some snacks and stuff right now, and some milk and juice and all that other stuff. And, you know, stuff like that." So, like I said, there you go. Relationships, all of a sudden it throws me off track, I get derailed, you know, and I wouldn't do it, so then she says, "Well, don't talk to me tomorrow." I said, "Well, I thought you were rich, why would you need an iTunes card?" And then she says, "It's for a project," and I said, "All right, I'll go get it," and she said, "Okay, go get it now." I said, "No, I have to go to sleep, and this is at 4:30 in the morning." And then all of a sudden, I'm start listening to the music and, you know, the love songs and all that other stuff. And, oh, boy, what a whirlwind in my head. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know now if it was a fake reality or if it was real. I don't know if it was real. Why is it illegal for a big celebrity to ask someone for an iTunes card? Maybe she really was doing a project. I have no idea. I couldn't contact anybody because she told me I have to trust her. So what am I going to do? Go contact somebody and break the trust if it really was her? Mr. Enid is stumped. Well, I'll never know. They won't answer back. So, they won't talk to me unless I give them the iTunes card. So, I don't know what to do. Well, Miss Enid is, gonna, hang up on this blog here. On this, podcast, excuse me. And, that's about it. So, thanks for listening. Hey! You might have gone through this. I'm sure you have. I just kept saying to myself, don't forget about the song. And it goes like this. You're so vain. You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain. You probably think the song is about you. Don't you? Don't you? Right? Well, it ever happened to you? Like, you meet somebody, and then all of a sudden, you think all the songs are about you, right? Well, these people write these songs because they know they're professional love writing songs, you know? You can feel it. Whenever you fall in love, you get the emotion, you get the high from it, and it really messes you up if you're really not in love. So I'm going to get back on the railroad track. And get off that track because that's destructive sometimes. That'll make you go crazy. So, unless it's real, I ain't in love. Take care. Signing out, Miss Tina. And see you later.